Nope, not yet. Give me a second. Mics are live.
Good afternoon. This is a work session on PU-18-399. It is 2:48 on Monday, August 12th, 2019. I'm Commissioner Brian Crosses, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. Commissioner Fedorchuk, it is your portfolio, so I'll hand it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. So this is a request that One Oak has made to alter their route a little bit within the corridor, but also it's to receive either commission approval or staff approval. I'm not sure which they need on the engineering studies that were provided as a result of a request in our order on the ordering provision number 21 on the order for this case required them to file the engineering studies and then get a commission approval on those construction methods for the areas for geographic instability. My understanding is there's three locations that are going to be constructed in that are geographically unstable areas, and they plan to do to bore under all three of those. But if that's not a correct understanding, maybe Adam or Pat can change that, and then maybe you guys can bring us up to speed on what kind of direction or process we need to follow to provide the guidance appropriate for the company to proceed.
This is Adam. That's correct. What you said is correct.
Okay.
So I'm still confused based on what was just said and reading your memo, Adam. The very last paragraph mentioned three locations that are geologically unstable, and all three will be horizontally drilled. But based on the map and the rest of the memo, it sounds like we're talking about one. And so what's different? Is this the only one that's being rerouted as well compared to what was done before? What's the difference between this one and the other two?
Yeah, so this one is being rerouted. And then the other two, they haven't been rerouted, but the ordering provision 21 stipulated or required them to have more geological evaluations at those sites, which they have done. However, they have not filed any route adjustments on those other two sites.
This is Pat Fawn. I guess I'd just add a little bit, maybe help clarify. But the geological study that they did studied 12 locations. Three of those locations were definitely geologically unstable. And the order calls for the company to file with the commission this geological study, and if any segment crosses a geologically unstable area, to file with the commission its analysis supporting that there is no reasonable alternative to the construction in the applicable area, and also to include measures that are being taken to avoid impacts of construction and operation of the pipeline. Since the time that they filed that report, geological report, they filed a certification, like a reprint filing, that was making a route change at one of the geologically unstable areas. They have not filed any kind of a certification or a reprint filing for the other two geologically unstable areas. The question is, whether they've met the requirements of the order versus and whether the commission would accept a reprint filing in lieu of the requirements of the order, and how you would want staff to respond to the company.
Pat, could you, I know it's a little bit lengthy, but the one thing I wish we had in front of us and don't is the exact language of Provision 21.
We have that.
My understanding is the company believes that there's two options. One, they can avoid the geologically unstable area, which is what I think they're doing with the HDD, or they have to file with the commission saying that they can't avoid it, they're going to cross it, and this is what they're doing to mitigate the impact, or what they're going to do to mitigate the impact.
We do have the language. Go ahead.
Okay. Nope. So if you can read that language, I think that would be helpful. So we know what exactly the company is supposed or has to do based on our order.
Okay. So I'm reading from the actual order, that paragraph 21. And it says, One Oak, I'm reading the second half of it. It says One Oak will conduct.
I need to read the whole thing, Pat.
Okay.
Everybody has it.
Sure. Areas that are geologically unstable or potentially unstable are an avoidance area based on North Dakota Geological Survey data, based on North Dakota Geological Survey data, one landslide deposit area is within the proposed corridor. However, this landslide deposit area will be avoided by the project route. NDGS's August 21st, 2018 letter identified several potentially unstable areas and recommended additional engineering evaluations. One Oak will conduct engineering evaluations prior to construction in those areas. To the extent that additional engineering evaluations indicate any of these areas are geologically unstable, One Oak will reroute to avoid construction in any geologically unstable area, or will file with the commission its analysis supporting that there is no reasonable alternative to construction in the applicable area, including what measures are being taken to avoid impacts of construction and operation of the project in any area that is determined to be geologically unstable.
Okay, thank you. So it's my understanding that with this filing, the company has done the first part, which is, or they think they have, rerouted to avoid the geologically unstable area and provide the certification. And so I think it's their view that under the footprint law, then they don't need, you know, they want it to be under the footprint law and require whatever approval, if any, from us under that for this particular area. And I think they would want to apply the same approach to the other areas when they get to those, if they, you know, are approaching it the same way. Does that make sense?
So here's what I think I'm understanding. The difference of opinion is that One Oak thinks that horizontally drilling it is a way of rerouting and avoiding it. And
yes.
Our staff thinks rerouting means moving the corridor and missing the geologically unstable area. Do you agree with that, Pat, that that's the difference?
Yes, I do.
So, what do you reroute within the corridor? I don't know if horizontally boring is a reroute. I got to think about that. I suppose it could be argued. Depends on how deep it is and how deep a geological shift could impact that site.
Yeah, and based on the engineering study, they say 28.5 feet below will, you know, effectively avoid that, and that's how deep they're going. That's how deep the engineering study requires that in order to avoid this area, they go 28.5 feet below. Yep.
This is John Hsu, and just for a point of precedence, too, while I don't recall this occurring with regards to geologically unstable areas, there have been times in the past that the commission has considered horizontal drilling to bypass an avoidance or exclusion area and accepted that as not essentially passing through the avoidance or exclusion area in different contexts that I recall.
I guess my other thinking on this is that in those past cases, and even when we have an application that talks about avoidance areas and they're going to HDD underneath them, the commission always has an opportunity to agree that that is minimal impact to that area. They always are able to address it in an order. And so in this case, I mean, it's up to the commission, but I was just thinking the commission may want an opportunity to say that it's okay for them to hydro HDD underneath this avoidance area.
You mean as opposed to the staff approving it?
Well, if you gave us, I mean, one of the other options is for commission to delegate to staff that the company's reprint filing is acceptable because they are avoiding and causing minimal impact to the area.
Okay.
Before we wrap up, the other two geologically unstable areas, are those just similar bridges to be crossed later, or have they found some other alternative for those, and so those aren't even issues and are not going to be issues later?
The geological report finding those other two areas also recommends boring underneath them. And so I'm suspecting that if the commission's okay with it here, that they'll use that method for the other two areas.
I'm okay with it, and I think it's appropriate to provide that guidance to staff so that the staff can provide the approval.
I'm okay with it as well, but I need a clarification. So I'm looking at the map, and the one with the red line, which I wasn't thinking so much that the HDD was a reroute, but rather how they had originally plotted out the corridor, pipeline in the middle of the corridor, and that by changing the path, still within the corridor, was the reroute. And the reason I thought of it that way, when DAPL routed around the Carnes, we kept referring to that as a reroute, but within the corridor, but still, it was considered a reroute. They got in trouble because they didn't follow the exact process. So can you just clarify again?
Well, the trouble there was that they didn't notify us.
Right. But, you know, just going back to the fact that we identified that as a reroute without prior authorization. From us. They got it from SHPO, but they didn't get it from the commission. So if that was a reroute, even if they weren't HDDing, but just moving the... Are both reroutes? Is the HDD also a reroute in addition to a change in? And again, I'm okay with saying, yeah, this is fine. I just want a clarification on how it's identified.
Well, I think Adam can add to this, but initially I would just say that, you know, they are making a route change, but it's still within the geologically unstable area. They're making the route change in order to do the HDD drill, I believe, to do that more effectively.
Well, you couldn't do all these bends with HDD.
Right.
Unless you're really good.
So it is still within the geologically unstable area. They're just...
Right.
Okay.
This is John Hsu, and I guess one point, and I apologize, there are a couple of degrees of separation before I had any involvement in this at all, so I'm maybe a little bit lost, Pat. But you're talking about getting staff approve, delegation to staff to approve these. I'm not sure where we would need to do any sort of approval under either of those interpretations. That's kind of where I'm confused at. I know we.
In my view, it would be staff approval to just send the letter back concerning the certification saying, yep, we received your certification. Thank you.
Oh, okay, so if it's under the over viewing it as, in fact, the reroute, so it's not having any effects or not even going through an avoidance area, then the certification they already provided then is already sufficient. We just give them a letter acknowledging that.
And no, we would acknowledge that they're not impacting any avoidance areas because they're still in the avoidance area.
Okay.
But they are hydraulically drilling it underneath.
So
and
then
so they're avoiding it in that way.
So if they are hitting the avoidance area and they are unable to reroute to avoid the construction, then are you saying that then they will file with the commission the analysis supporting there's no reasonable alternative to construction and mitigative measures?
Well, that's the other option. That's the other thing that the commission has to choose. You know, there's one, follow the order, or two, the commission could direct staff to respond to the certification under the reprint law.
Oh, I see. So saying it is impacting an avoidance area, which then requires commission authorization.
Saying that it isn't impacting an avoidance area because they're hydraulically drilling underneath. Mm-hmm.
I guess to me it seems like it'd be the first one, that they just file that paperwork, or that we just, and we acknowledge that, or that they just file the certification and we acknowledge that. But maybe I'm mistaken on that. Do you have thoughts on that, Pat? I guess as opposed to...
Well, if they're going to do what's in the order, which is what you're suggesting, that they would do that?
Sure, if they're not, if this is not considered essentially completely avoiding the avoidance area.
Right, then they would follow, and if they did follow the order, they would, since it is definitely a geologically unstable area, they need to file with the commission analysis supporting that there's no reasonable alternative to the construction in the applicable area, and then measures that that will be taken to avoid the impacts, which would be the HDD.
Right, that would be the measures, right?
Right.
And then we would just send them a letter of acknowledgement for that.
That's not really what I'm understanding. Here's what I'm understanding. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that our discussion has been that what you're talking about with the filing the analysis, supporting that there's no reasonable alternatives and what they're going to do to avoid impacts, the other alternative is to just reroute it. And what I was hearing before was that I'm sensing the commissioners being in agreement that horizontally drilling this to a level that's low enough to avoid the potential slide areas is, in fact, rerouting it. And so it's an or between item A and B. So if it's determined that horizontally boring it at whatever depth is necessary is the reroute, and so those items in B are not necessary.
This is John. So if that's the case, Commissioner, then their certification that they filed for it is proficient, and we just give them a letter acknowledging that.
Acknowledging that
they filed this
to a sufficient level to avoid it, and that is considered a reroute under item 8.
We wouldn't even acknowledge that. We would just say we've received your filing, and that's how we've been interpreting it, as a not having not going through an avoidance area, and what we have been doing is just filing the letter, just saying, like, yes, we received it.
And that works for me if, because I don't have that filing in front of me, if that filing shows that they're going to bore it deep enough to meet whatever the North Dakota Geological Survey raised concerns. I mean, just boring through something that's going to slide away isn't helpful. It's got to be deep enough. And so if they've shown that, then I would consider that a reroute.
Adam, do you have anything to say about that?
I'm sorry, Commissioner. Could you say that? Could you repeat the question?
Does their filing show that this horizontal boring would be a sufficient depth to avoid the potential slide area that the Geological Survey has indicated is there?
Adam?
My belief is...
Hey, Adam, I have the filing in front of me.
Okay.
So I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not say anything about the depth of the bore.
What about the engineering study?
Right. They did file an engineering study, and I guess that's what I was kind of referring to, Pat, that I know Adam had written his memo based upon that.
Right. But I think Commissioner Christman, you're aware of the engineering study, but were you thinking that it should also say something in the certification for the reroute?
I don't know exactly what we have on that. I have Adam's memo just in, but if they're boring it sufficiently, I guess I would consider that a reroute.
Okay, Jack and Pat, whomever, do you have the map in front of you? The red with the red line on it?
Yes.
And either I'm just being very dense today, but it goes back to a question Randy asked earlier, then I asked it again. But I'm asking it in a different way. So the map from, look at 60.2 to 60.3, okay?
Got it.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just hypothetically speaking, this isn't what's happening, but I'm going to use this, I want this as an example. If that red line between 60.2 and 60.3 fell exactly on the white line where they indicated pipe placement would be, and white, you know, erase everything else around it, but they're going to HDD that stretch, just that one-tenth of a mile. They've decided, okay, we're going to HDD now for whatever reason, things on top, whatever. Does the change in pipe depth constitute a reroute? Because the order usually reads minimum depth of whatever, and it just says minimum depth, if I recall what most pipeline orders look like. So they could go down 20 feet by HDD, they could go down the minimum depth. Is that a reroute when they go deeper, but stay on the exact same line?
I'd say no.
It's not a reroute. So the reroute is the fact that that red line, looking at the overall red line, doesn't match up with the white line.
That is a reroute, yes.
Okay, and that would be consistent with how we identified the DAPL reroute.
Just happens to be
from a standpoint of consistency.
It just happens to be that the reroute, both the original route and the reroute, are both in this geologically unstable area.
So then, with the other two, if it doesn't change the path of the pipeline, and maybe it will anyway when they get to it, but if it doesn't change the path, just to speed things up for the company, but they decide to bore instead of trench, then that's not a reroute.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Is that clear, Randy? It's clear to me now, finally. Or did I just confuse? I think it's clear.
It's clear. I think some of the confusion comes in the language we used in our order. But,
yeah.
So that language is a little clumsy.
I just want the company to think that HDD, and if they don't change from wherever the pipe placement was indicated on the order of the permit, is now a reroute. That's not the reroute. The reroute is when they deviate from that white line.
So I think they want to go with the option of they're avoiding it by HBD, that they are effectively avoiding that avoidance area by doing the HBD. Mm-hmm. And I agree with what Jack was saying earlier, is we've viewed that as an effective way in other cases to avoid avoidance areas. So I think it's, you know, plausible to do that on this one too. So now just, I think we're all in agreement that if they've done that, they've filed the correct documentation, all we just need to do is send them back information saying, thank you, we got your stuff. Right? Is that where we're at?
They're not exactly following the order.
Excuse me?
They're not exactly following the commission's order.
What are they missing from the order?
The analysis that this area cannot be avoided.
Yep.
They're doing the alternative, the first alternative, they're rerouting it. It says reroute or file the analysis.
Do you see that, Pat?
Well, I don't see that they're avoiding the avoidance area. Use it with the reroute.
They're doing an HDD. I mean, that's at the crux of all of this, is whether we agree that an HDD avoids the avoidance area.
Yes, it is.
That's what all of this rests on.
Yep, and then whether the commission believes that they should approve that.
Well, no. Well, that's where you're going back to the second option where they can avoid it and have to certify that there's no reasonable alternative. We're saying they don't need to do that because they're avoiding it.
This is Brian. I'm having a hard time. If the change in depth is not a reroute, then we have to go to the second part of it, and they have to say that they're mitigating it by drilling under it, in my mind, I guess. Because
it is a reroute. We've decided the change of depth in this case is a reroute because it changes. It's not just the change in depth, it's the change in the line of the pipe as well.
I just find it to be the latter constitutes the reroute.
The change of the direct, the line of the pipe actually changes, so it is a reroute.
Right. But if we rely on the line of the pipe, then it's a reroute that doesn't solve the problem. It's still going through them geologically.
But they're avoiding it.
Right, okay, and that works for the first one, but then if we go to the next two, that there is no change in that line, and they're going under it by going deeper, then there's no reroute. They're still going through it.
And it's a change in placement technique.
It is a reroute because the line changes, and it is avoiding it because they are HDDing.
He's talking the next two.
The next two, though, there's no change in the direction of the pipeline, so there is no reroute there, only change in depth.
Oh.
Like to an extent, what that would follow closer to is like in the normal applications guidance and siting of any facility, when we've come across avoidance areas, we say it isn't an avoidance area because they've HDD'd under it. It has nothing to do with rerouting or anything like that. It just says it's not essentially not an avoidance area because they're going so far underneath it that it makes it not avoidance area, is what the commission has done in the past. I guess my recommendation would be the easiest way to just go about this is to have them file that analysis supporting there's no reasonable alternative to construction, the applicable area, and we can just and also the mitigation measures. And they could just say it was HDD'd, give us a reason why they can't go through the avoidance area or avoid the avoidance area. If they do need to reroute it, they can still provide a certification on top of that as well. Either way, that's just paperwork they have to file, and we would just give them a letter of acknowledgement. We would not need commission approval underneath that interpretation.
My only concern with that, Jack, and maybe this is unfounded, but if we're saying that they aren't avoiding it, then
Sure.
That an HCC doesn't avoid it, then we're contradicting ourselves on using or allowing HDD technology to avoid avoidance areas.
Sure. And I guess that's reasonable, Commissioner. And if you guys would like to make such an interpretation that you want to continue that, you could as well. I'm not sure how that would, to what extent that would kind of solve the current. Well, I guess that would. If we are going in HDD so far underneath it that it's not an avoidance area, that probably would solve that issue as well.
Isn't that what we've been saying?
But I suppose at the end of the day, we would have to consider that a reroute in order for it to receive a certification. So you would have to make the interpretation in this case that to what Commissioner Crosius was saying, that by changing to horizontal drilling is now currently a reroute.
Is this all because the language in our order says reroute the construction of the pipeline's route? Is that what we're stumbling on here?
I think that we just wouldn't have to even address, to some degree maybe, but I think what we're struggling with, and I didn't realize this was an issue before till Commissioner Crosius brought up, is in order to do the reprint reroute, that it requires an actual change in route, which is from side to side normally, or north, south, east, or west of the changing of where the facility is running through, as opposed to just simply horizontal drilling being a reroute. Is that correct, Commissioner Crosius? Is that what you were saying?
It is, but just to clarify, and maybe you said it this way, but I don't consider horizontal drilling in itself a reroute. If it's the exact same placement of the pipe in terms of when you're looking at it, from a top-down overhead look, I don't care if they drill 50 feet underneath. They're not shifting the pipe left or right. To me, that's not a reroute. It's just a placement, change in placement, because we don't say that pipes will be placed exactly X number of feet below the Earth's surface. And they can't be an inch higher or an inch lower. And when they're trenching, that's just a minimum, at least a minimum depth of X amount. And so what if it's 15 feet lower than that to not have to reroute the pipeline altogether and to get underneath a geologically unstable area, for example? I think that's just smart.
Okay, so I think what we've settled on is on this first change, the first of the three areas, they have rerouted and they are HDDing, so they are avoiding it. And so they're good to go. On the other two, if they aren't going to be moving it at all, they're just doing the HDD, they have to file with the commission that there's no reasonable alternative to constructing in the applicable area, and they're effectively still avoiding the avoidance area by HDDing. Is that where we're at? So there's three separate geologically unstable areas. The first one, they're good to go. The one where they've filed the map with the changed route and they're HDDing and they're effectively avoiding that area, so they don't need to do anything more. The other two, they have to certify because they're staying in the same spot. They're just HDDing. So they have to certify that there's no reasonable alternative to going through that, to that impact, and they're going to HDD, which is basically avoiding the avoidance area.
One other thing in the order that I wanted to point out was that it doesn't say avoid the area. It says avoiding construction in the area. So even though they're doing HDD, they might still be considered doing construction in the area.
So back to my question, is that what we were saying they had to do?
In the order it says.
I believe you're right.
Okay. Brian and Randy, does that make sense to you guys?
Well, I think we're at a point where on this one, for differing reasons, we're all in agreement
that this can be approved and they can proceed here. But I'm going to tell you, I'm keeping my powder dry. I do not agree that just shifting the route a couple feet is a reroute and changing the depth significantly is not. If because it depends on what the problem with the approved route is. If it's because it's 499 feet from someone's house, then shifting the route over 2 feet makes it no longer an avoidance area and it fixes the problem. But if the problem is that it's a wetland or a geologically unstable area and you move it over 40 feet, but it's still a wetland or a geologically unstable area, then moving the route didn't fix anything. It's boring deeper that fixes it. So I think we worded this poorly, and either one should have been an option to avoid the problem,
right,
whichever it might be. But I don't want to be caught up in this that, oh, it's the route, not the depth. I disagree with that part. But I do agree that this one route change, we should notify a staff. It would be okay with me if staff notified them that it's good to go.
I think we're going to want to go and do a review of that. Of a number of pipeline orders that are so inconsistent with what you just said that we've been approving in many different ways for the last 2.5 years anyway, because they talk about minimum depth of placement. They also often say HDD will be used in certain situations, et cetera, and they're pretty open for the company to just make sure it's at least a minimum depth of whatever the minimum depth is.
I think that's consistent with what Randy's saying, though. I mean, he's saying that the HDD is an effective way to avoid avoidance areas, but sometimes just moving it is not, right? Yeah.
I don't think it's consistent when we go back and look at some of the orders.
Yeah, I mean, this... We've consistently said HDD is a way to avoid avoidance areas, and I think we have to stick with that, or we're going to end up in all kinds of complicated
gymnastics
processes that will almost be impossible to fix.
If we have an inconsistency that this causes, we'll have to address it, but I'm not seeing what it is. But I'll again reiterate, you could bury something 100 deep if it's still a foot too close to somebody's house. It's a foot too close to somebody's house. There, depth doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Here, it does. I think it's coming in.
Okay.
Well, we can circle back on that.
Yep. And we haven't done this, that I recall, very often, where we've accepted it. Engineering studies on geologically unstable areas after the hearing. Usually we have these before the hearing and we ask lots of questions about it. And I think we did on Senex too. I can't remember exactly, but it's probably not the best practice, and I think we need to use it sparingly, if at all, in the future. Okay.
I think
we're done on our end. Are you guys comfortable on your end? Do you know what needs to happen?
Commissioner, I wouldn't mind if Pat would just restate what he believes the direction of the commission is to ensure that it's clear to staff. Pat, would you walk back through what you heard?
At this point, my impression is that staff will write its letter back to the companies in response to the company's reprint filing and say thank you. For your reprint filing.
For the additional two that are coming in, what would
we do for those?
Yes.
We will wait for their reprint filings.
And if they do not reprint as in a reroute, what at that point in time are they going to follow? Did you hear that they're going to follow the order and then just file that there's no reasonable alternative and the mitigative measures that are need to be done for construction? Is that what you intend to be done for the other two, if there is no reroute?
I would have to, I guess if that is, I guess I'm not sure that's what I'm doing. Okay. If it is what I'm doing, then I would need to write a letter to the company saying that they should do that for the other two.
Julia, and I apologize, I kind of stepped away during the conversation real quick. Is that how you heard what you stated?
That's what I understood to be the requirements.
Okay. And are the other commissioners, you're in agreement with that?
I believe so, yeah.
For the purpose of this case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're done here.
Thank you, commissioners.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.